This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Power Hour. We are live this Thursday. So glad you can join us. I'm Jack Blood sitting in today. Your radio gun will be taking calls. Phone number to call in, 866-582-9933. How are you getting through this recent divisive debate? Has anyone come banging on your door to take your guns? They obviously know where the guns are. What is your line in the sand as far as what the Trump administration might do, what they might go back on? There were a lot of promises made during the campaign, and I'm seeing a bunch of them from my point of view not coming to fruition. Yes, it's only been 1 year. I think there are a few positives, which we've certainly tried to outline, although, again, these create more vacuums that can be filled in a chaotic atmosphere, and I'm always cynical and waiting in judgment. But how much is too much? Trump out today saying that potentially video games and movies are too violent, and maybe this is the problem we have encouraging children to be violent. Everybody wants to be famous for 15 minutes. Is that an issue? The loss of freedom and creativity in our schools and in our public schools, the bullying in our public schools in general, and then, of course, the nanny state being brutal killers, killing innocent people on a daily basis all over the world in the name of freedom. It's okay to kill people as long as they're the bad guys. And then the constant exaggeration of these shootings and of public violence in the media for people out there that could be lone wolfed or pack wolfed or disturbed mentally in some capacity, might wanting to get their claim to fame by becoming another one of these shooters, which is another reason we get copycats in light of whatever shooting might have recently occurred, the copycats and then the false flag copycats, again, to ram home the issue, increase the budgets, and take away more of your freedoms for your protection, for your safety. Let me tell you, and I've said this for a long time, there's no such thing as security. Security in itself is largely an illusion. This is why we don't give up our liberties for security. And we are on a fast track of the end here, and I don't want to sound like a Chicken Little doomsday person, but the events that have happened, and even just the last few years, to me, are extremely alarming. We are on a fast track to a complete technotronic police state at this point. Maybe that might be an understatement, some of you saying, Jack, we're already there. What is your line in the sand, then? 866-582-9933. Phone lines are open on the Power Hour. Again, I'm Jack Blood sitting in. If Trump puts out an order that you must be microchipped, would that be too much? I mean, there's got to be a line in the sand somewhere for you. One of the things I want to talk about here in the second hour is the economy. Federal Reserve coming out saying that confidence is great. Key word there, confidence. This is the ultimate confidence game, because we crunch the numbers here. We're everyday working people like so many of you, and I've yet to see any benefits from the GOP tax cuts. I hear about them, and I'm very happy for some of you. When you offset it with inflation, there kind of is no benefit. We did an analysis on what it takes the average person to buy food. Last year, it was around $5,500, and that is, you know, bare minimums. You're not buying steaks. And this year, it was upwards to $7,500. Over the last year, it's gone up 30%. I'm betting that most of you, maybe it's the excuse of using property taxes or protecting you or fighting wars, increasing military budgets, and trickle-down economics, but many of you have had your rent increase. This happens to us. I live in Seattle, Washington. Every day is a new rent increase. The cost of living has gone through the roof. So, you know, a few hundred or a thousand here and there, is it really going to make a difference? And this is one of the claims to fame for the Trump administration. So I want to ask you what your line in the sand is, if there is one, and are you falling for this kind of phony debate about gun control? Because I see very little happening. Are you surprised that it might be the Republicans that are going to get this through? So I realize if I'm critical of the Trump administration, I'm a commie snowflake, but I'll take my chances. Most of you would remember I was pretty critical of the Obama administration, to put it lightly, for 8 years, and was basically called a racist. This might be one of the reasons Trump is president now. I think people got real sick of that real fast. The end of political correctness. I haven't quite seen that yet. Laura Lee calling into the Power Hour today. Welcome, Laura Lee. You're on the air.
Hi, Jack Bud. How are you?
I'm good.
It's been a long time since I've heard from you, but I wanted to ask what the solution would be for the schools, a metal detector. I think they could afford to put a metal detector in all the schools,
yeah.
Plus have their policemen on guard with their guns. But I think for the most part, the American public does not want to give up their weapons. And we're going to fight. We're not just going to stand here and let them do it. You know, I feel like Trump has been belittled because of all this, but think of all the other presidents that were, you know, in office when the other shootings took place. So
That's right.
There's a lot of issues. Yeah. Yeah, everybody.
Well, that's right.
It
doesn't change. That's one thing we know, Laura Lee, right? I have a child in middle school, and I could tell you that one thing I'm not for is turning our schools into little mini prisons or airports.
No.
I don't think that's the solution, and that's something we should stay far away from. And I could see why people now are coming to that conclusion, because it seems almost hopeless that nothing is working. Would we want an armed guard or an armed teacher on the premises to at least cut down the casualties? As we know, in Parkland, the PE teacher that was unarmed and put himself between the shooter and the students, saving more people from dying. And he should be,
right,
I think, remembered as a hero. What if he'd had a firearm and knew how to use the firearm? My problem with the guard at school is I don't want them doing any police work. I don't want them watching the students and reporting the students. And I'll tell you something.
The security guard.
This is harrowing to me, because my son, I'll admit this, was searched last week because his behavior wasn't normal, they thought. And he was illegally searched. If you turn down the search at a school, they'll call the police immediately, okay?
Right.
And the excuse was given to me, my very peaceful child, that in light of the Parkland shooting, you can't be too careful. So already we are seeing the beginnings of this kind of technotronic panopticon in our public schools. Do we want to send our children to little mini prisons? Which, let's face it, they already, you know, they've done this in cities like Brooklyn, in big cities, and it hasn't stopped violence. Could it stop a public shooter? At what cost will we stop the public shooter? At what cost will we, you know, be strip searched and groped at the airports? You know, at some point,
we have to
just say freedom is a little dangerous, Laura Lee, and sometimes that's just the way life is.
But do you feel like a metal detector would be a good solution to start out with? That's going to stop.
I don't, and I would not be for that, and largely because, you know, the adage, Laura Lee, build a smarter mousetrap, you get a smarter mouse. So where there's a will, there's a way.
Well, I homeschooled. That's what mine was. you know, I didn't want my kids in those prisons.
No. Do you know, homeschooling now is absolutely controlled by the same people that control the public schools. And in order to homeschool, in most states now, in order to homeschool, you even have to vaccinate your children. It's unbelievable. And we had unschooled for years, which I really enjoyed doing. But at some point, you know, you want your child to be around other children and to gain his social skills and all the rest of it. But hallelujah, you people that are homeschooling or unschooling, good for you.
They're in college and doing great. And, you know.
See?
They didn't get their immunizations. They didn't have to deal with bullies. They didn't have to, you know, participate in violence. Yeah.
Well,
so
and
I hope they
children,
come up with
our children are up against things that we never had to deal with. So as parents, we have to understand that with technology and everything, we are literally, in my opinion, in the biggest generation gap since the invention of fire, okay?
Yeah.
So we have to build that bridge.
I agree.
And we have to teach our children about peace. And also, it cannot go without being mentioned that the deliverance of these serotonin reuptake inhibitors or antipsychotic drugs to our children, pharmacological influence upon our children, especially children who are on state assistance, is just out of control and has a direct correlation to these shootings.
And mind control. I believe there's mind control.
Thank you
technology
for the call, Laura Lee. Let's defy.
Thank you, Jack, for letting me talk.
Well, thank you for calling. 866-852-9933. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. So what we didn't get to is the psych drugs. And what Laura Lee is mentioning, when we're talking about mind control, it's not the tinfoil hat, or now today I guess it would be an aluminum hat. It can be very expensive. Thank you, Alcoa. This message brought to you by the Carnegie Mellon family, that it works on a binary, perhaps even trinary fashion. When you've got microwave radiation coming from the cell phones, right? When you've got constant digital electronics flying through eyeballs all over the street. And then you've got the GMO food and the horrible state of what our children eat. And we're talking about most children, hopefully not your children. And then when we add to that these dangerous antipsychotic drugs, and then the violent imagery and the horrible example set by our government and many parents, this is what we're going to have. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us. It's the Power Hour.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, thepowermall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new thepowermall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded. With hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys. Call 877-817-9829. Thepowermall.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back. You're listening to the Power Hour, and we are live today. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for the Power Hour today. Phone lines are open at 866-582-9933. If you're a Trump voter, I'm just curious as to, you know, if he begins initiating gun control, banning certain guns, assault weapons, making moves that you feel might take away or infringe upon your Second Amendment right, would that be a line in the sand for you? And if so, what would be the remedy for that? I'm assuming here that, you know, we can use the balance of power, of opposing power, the different branches of government, especially your legislature, if you still believe in that, to check and balance the president if he begins going off the rails. Obviously, and unless you believe the theories that he may be impeached or even assassinated, which of course would give us crazy Mike Pence, you know, what is the actual remedy until 2020 comes along? Is there somebody out there that you have your eye on that might be a good replacement? But how much is too much? So looking for your calls and your opinions and all of that. We'll be touching on some breaking news in the broadcast. Yeah, I was listening to all the other shows today out on Radio Land, and some of the big ones, and the entire broadcast, sometimes 3-hour broadcast, taken up with just this one issue of gun control, and I kind of hate to fall into that. So anything you want to bring up, anything you think is important, what are we not seeing? The war in Syria seemingly kind of ramped up. There was a deal actually made that was reported yesterday. It probably didn't see this on the news. that the pipelines and the oil of Syria was promised by Bashar Assad to Russia. So not only did we potentially lose this undeclared war, where we're, again, sponsoring terrorists, I hate to break it to you, divine terrorists, Jack, importing people to fight as paid rebels, armed and trained by special forces and alphabet agencies and global intelligence in Syria. So not only might we have lost the war, which, as I mentioned, could be heating up again, several bombings yesterday, but we might have lost the oil, too, which if that's why we were there, okay, that could be an issue. That might be unsustainable. If you didn't know this, there are two major pipelines going through Syria. One is, let's call it the Eurasian pipeline, generally run by Russia, and the other is the Oceania pipeline, run by NATO and the West. One of those pipelines might go dry. How might that affect you, right? So these are all issues. We'll get to some more news as we have about another half hour in the broadcast today. 866-582-9933. I'll look out for you. New time slot, so let's heat it up. I know some of my listeners are out there. You want to find out how to listen to my show, just go to Jack Blood. Big specials at the Power Mall today, thepowerhour.com. Please make sure to go check those out. As I say, vote with your money. We were talking about turning our schools into prisons with metal detectors, searching our children, armed guards in the hallways. I mean, is there a way to do that where we would all feel comfortable? Or is that even the answer to the question? You know, one of the things that is just glaring to me, if we look at all the public shootings, we find people that kind of like Lee Harvey Oswald, right, or Timothy McVeigh, who I believe 100% was, at least at some point, a PATCON agent, a counterintelligence, COINTELPRO style agent, gathering intelligence on right-wing militias, told to bomb the Murrow building, told it probably wouldn't be that bad. If we remember how that all went down and watch A Noble Lie, or read, there's so many great books on the subject, read Professor Wendy Bird's work on that, Aberration in the Heartland. We remember the bombs were blowing up inside the building, kind of like 9/11, right? The World Trade Center towers, all the witnesses, all the firemen, bombs were blowing up inside the building. I know, I'm going way back. We don't talk about that stuff anymore, right? But one glaring thing to notice, besides the antipsychotic drugs, besides the society that we live in, besides, you know, the life in a big city, which is extremely pressure-filled, right? My great friend Liam Sheff talking about, may he rest in peace, how he didn't understand why there wasn't more violence in the inner cities and in the highly populated areas, just due to the stress alone. And then, you know, add your low-frequency hum and all the rest. But one thing that we just cannot get away from, whether we're talking about terrorist attacks or whether we're talking about public violence and public shootings, is that all these guys were known to the authorities, and they stood by and either did nothing and were incompetent or let it happen on purpose. We're going to break. We'll be right back after this with your calls. It's the Power Hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Stretch here today on the Power Hour, all twos, 2/22/2018. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in today for Daniel. I'll be back Monday, I assume. I think there's another guest host for you tomorrow. We've been taking your calls here in the second hour, giving you a chance to voice your opinion. That's what is great about live radio today. And we have an open phone line, so you can get in. You won't even have to wait too long. 866-582-9933. Of course, we're talking about the great gun debate. hoping as I end up here to get to at least some news. There is a correlating story. I found this rather ironic popping up today. Just unbelievable. The United Kingdom pushing these dangerous antipsychotic drugs, the SSRIs, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, to their population. They've done a new study, had the Britons. They say a million or more Britons should immediately be put on antidepressants. And this says the authors of the largest ever review of drugs, a very one-sided review, most likely sponsored by the pharma cartels. That story at thetelegraph.com. You can find it where I live at Facebook/JackBloodNews. You want to get on my newsletter? I've got one coming out here any day. We'll be getting very deeply into this discussion about guns and this recent attack on our children at the school in Florida. You just write me at JackBlood@Hotmail.com. And it's free. We'll put you right on the newsletter and be happy to do it. JackBlood@Hotmail.com if you want to be on our newsletter and keep in touch with what we're doing. 866-582-9933. Phone lines are open here today on the Power Hour. Clyde in Louisiana, my former home state. How are you, Clyde? You're on the air.
Hi. What grade did you say your child was in that public school?
He's in eighth grade.
Eighth grade? Well, you know, those schools are a mind-controlled prison camp. And during an emergency, the authorities are in charge over the child, up and above the parents. So that's what you're telling your child when you send it your child
well,
to
school. Well, yeah, and
public school.
You're telling me. I knew that. That's why we homeschooled and unschooled for many, many years until he was old enough to not be susceptible to the programming, which is why I think in some ways the teachers are picking on him. But you know what? He's in alternative school, so it's a little different than what you probably think is public school.
Oh, alternative school. Yeah, well, human beings will get a social life, and they don't need, like I got out in 69 of high school, and the curriculum back then was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Okay? And it still is today. What do they teach little grammar school kids? Here comes Mary, first comes love, first comes marriage, then comes Mary pushing a baby carriage. I mean, your child doesn't need that.
Yeah, well, it's a different world, isn't it? And we did okay. You know, I mean, that's what we were. You're exactly right. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. School, it was in the parking lot, largely, when I went to school, Clyde. And people didn't bring guns to school. There were some weapons. There were fights all the time, fist fights. And
are you getting out of the vaccinations for them?
I'm sorry?
Are you getting out of the vaccinations for them? You don't have to vaccinate them?
Oh, no. No. Hey, for me, no birth certificate, no Social Security number, and no vaccinations. And it has been very difficult, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, they'll get a social life. The whole thing's about breaking the family up. You know, when they had a farm, he went out and got him a wife and brought her back to the farm. If it was a daughter, she went out and got her a husband. They had another hand on the farm, see, to keep the family together.
Yeah.
Not break the plate and throw them out.
Yeah. And, well, listen, in a time where both parents have to work, and we're running around, you know, like chickens with our heads cut off, it's very difficult to attend to the, I think, psychological needs and learning needs of our children. And we just have to put that first, before the big screen TV, before the vacations, before the third car and the boat. We just have to do that. And I think what we're seeing now is the result of that not happening. But again, remember, Clyde, we didn't have the electronics. We didn't have all the violence. We didn't have all of our kids on these antidepressant drugs, which are now so prevalent in school, and which this kid, Nicholas Cruz, was obviously on and using, as are pretty much all of these shooters. So,
right out there in California in grammar school, the forest ranger came with a gun, bring your gun, and taught gun safety classes. You had to have it in grammar school to get your first hunting license.
Yes.
Gun safety.
Right. And with Nicholas Cruz, of course, none of the kids were surprised. It was him. And the guy was leaving trails all over the place, even threatening the school on social media. The FBI was called, and they did nothing. And then they need to be accountable for that. Same thing with the Las Vegas shooting. 10 minutes before the actual shooting, which they tried to hide from us, one of the workers at the hotel had taken fire. from the suspect in the hotel room in Las Vegas at Mandalay Bay, and it was never reported to the police, and they did nothing about it. So we have to really stay on these questions, don't you think?
Yeah, well, the gun safety in the school, you should be, I was taught to shoot a rifle, I'm right-handed, and I was taught to shoot a rifle when I was so young I couldn't hold the gun up with my left arm. I had to hold it up, so I still shoot left-handed today, but that's when it needs to start and continue.
Yeah,
and my grandfather told me you never point a gun at anybody. He's from the old cowboy days, before the automobile even. Never point a gun at anybody, but if you do, you use it, and you use it fast. Thank you.
Right, yeah. I'm with you. Thank you for the call, Claude. I appreciate it. Well, and I was also taught to shoot at a very young age. I got my first 22 rifle at 9 years old. It's just a different world, and one that I think in many ways on purpose disconnects us from our children and disconnects us from each other. And that is certainly, if we want to look at, you know, what we could do, these types of things, those are things we need to work on. And, you know, we have to lead by example. So if we're looking for a way to change things, you know, not contributing to the mess, the shite show, as they call it, that society has become, that'd probably be a pretty good start in the right direction. 866-582-9933. Yeah. So more drugs for the UK. Of course, people are going to fall into that. Today, the FCC is expected to repeal net neutrality rules. The federal, I call them the radio police, and here we are on radio. The Federal Communication Commission could officially repeal the Obama-era net neutrality rules by publishing the order of the National Register on Thursday, today, according to three sources at ABC News. This, of course, trigger a wave of more opposition, and let's call it what it is, robot radical mindless opposition to Title I. Title I of net neutrality. Remember that this is a solution to a problem that did not exist, and you can argue with me till you're blue in the face. You'll have to bring actual evidence of a case where the telecoms and the corporations, who, by the way, their man Tom Wheeler, when he was at the FCC, that was, he's in the telecom communications hall of fame, was Tom Wheeler, and he was the one that brought in net neutrality, which they had a big change of heart. Kind of like Steve Mnuchin at the Treasury. He's no longer a Wall Street guy with Goldman Sachs. He now is for the people. It's hard to believe these leopards can change their spots. So Title II changed the Internet from an information channel, an information device, to a communication device, thereby giving them full powers to regulate it. Why would the FCC and, for that matter, the Trump administration give up that power? And I can only think because they are not repealing Title II, and they'll be rewriting this entire thing to be probably worse. There are inherent problems with the Internet being the Wild West, but not as many as the Internet being controlled by the federal government. This is something that we lost. So I am absolutely, this will be one of the things that the Trump administration does that I'll like. I'll put it in the win column, but I will kind of hold my breath a little bit. Just want to see how it all turns out. The vote is today, and for sure, your Democrat friends are going to be very, very, very upset with this. Tomorrow, you might only see this on your news feeds and not the gun issue, which, let's face it, we knew was going to go away. 3, 4, 5 days of outrage. You have to admit the outrage lasted longer than most. And then it's back on to the next thing. A hand-wringing outrage, crying fear, and then we're back on to the next thing. Constantly keeping us moving along so that we don't ask continuous questions about, hey, how is it you knew all these terrorists? How is it you knew all these shooters? Why didn't you do anything? Why aren't you protecting us? We're giving you all this money and power. Yeah, a little bit more on this. We come back for a final segment right here on the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood. Stay with us.
name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Again, I'm Jack Blood sitting in today. Thank you so much for having me and for tuning in and for supporting the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. Go to the Power Mall. Big savings over there today. Mentioned you heard it on the air. 15% off your next purchase if you buy $150 worth of essentials from the Power Hour. And haven't talked to you guys probably since we lost Joyce, and very, very sad. And I know she had a great run, a great life, and we're going to miss her. So all you people that support the Power Hour, keep doing so. Keep the legacy alive and keep the truth alive. you want to get on my mailing list, you want to get our newsletter every month, we've got one coming out here any day. I'd love to get one to you, jackblood@hotmail.com. Just write me. I'll put you over there and in the free subscriber list, and we'll make sure to get back to you ASAP. Hopefully you'll see some value in that. More news today. 9/11 cover-up artist, former FBI director Mueller, throw that all in, has added new charges against Manafort and Gates. Robert Mueller turned up the pressure on former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his aide Rick Gates as a federal grand jury returned a new indictment today charging the two men with tax and bank fraud. They're turning up the heat on these guys, hoping to get them to turn state's evidence against their number one target, which, of course, is the Trump family. I kind of see that coming. That just seems to be adding up. Also, back to the shooting, you know, there was a big shooting in Russia, church shooting, and wouldn't surprise you that it's all on closed-circuit TV. Well, everything's on closed-circuit TV. Everything is recorded. Yet in this country, finding a little bit of evidence, such as the evidence of Paddock in Mandalay Bay at all, during the time he had rained terror down upon concert goers just a few months ago in Las Vegas, a known city used by the federales to exact violence and get ultimate attention. Still no footage of him. No footage of anyone doing anything anywhere, and you would think at least they would manipulate this. They tried to do that in the Boston bombing. Here are the Sarnoff brothers without their backpacks, but not really. That was pretty easily debunked as a Photoshop, and actually that's a pretty glaring question. There are no pictures of them without their backpacks. There are no pictures of them doing anything. But here we have a Russian closed-circuit TV, CCTV, capturing the moment the shooter opens fire on Russian churchgoers. Again, not that that can't be manipulated in some way, shape, or form. They don't even bother to do that here. We are in a trust-us situation. We said this happened, therefore it must have happened. Also in the news, we'll just shoot you a couple of headlines here as we roll forward. Bombing at a U.S. embassy today. So the world has continued to spin out of control on its axis. Explosion at a U.S. embassy in Montenegro. There's been an explosion at a U.S. embassy in Montenegro. Unidentified attacker threw an explosive device into the embassy compound at the Capitol before killing himself. The tweet says the device thrown was likely a hand grenade. A guard nearby said he'd heard two explosions, one after the other. May or may not have been a false flag. Mike Pence had agreed to meet with the North Koreans at the Olympics, but they pulled out of that meeting at the last minute because Pence threatened aggressive sanctions. Pence was supposed to have a secret meeting with Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jung. Less than 2 hours before the meetings, the North Koreans canceled. This was after Pence had suggested imposing the most aggressive sanctions yet on the reclusive nation. Keeping in mind that sanctions are an act of war. Sanctions affect the people and not the regimes that control the people. And generally are a precursor, if we remember how things went with the Iraq War, are a precursor to a wider war. It is my contention, at least for all intents and purposes, it looks very much like there will be a war in North Korea. I don't know if we can even call it a war, but there will be potentially nuclear bombs dropped on North Korea. This is Henry Kissinger even saying just a couple of weeks ago. What did he say? That
a preemptive nuclear strike on North Korea is very tempting.
Very tempting. Also, more noise and news about Iran. You've got Bibi Netanyahu in Israel now, after about a year or two of corruption charges, new corruption charges against Mr. Netanyahu. Lock him up! Lock him up! Little wag the dog, potentially. They've been leading the efforts in the war against Syria. Very likely that post-Olympics as well, we could see a double-headed strike against North Korea and Iran. And I've been really skeptical of this happening because the world stands up to these wars, but hasn't in some time. And I think that the temperature is just right for just such an attack. Meanwhile, South Korea militaries have conducted joint drills despite the detente at Pyongyang. Fukushima operator to pay 100,000 pounds to a family of a 102-year-old who killed himself when told to flee the destruction of Fukushima, still to this day dealing with that giant mess. A Trump motorcade driver was detained by the SS Secret Service after a gun was discovered. Secret Service said Monday it detained someone scheduled to drive a press van for President Trump in his motorcade in Florida after agents discovered a personal firearm during a security check. That incident occurred Monday in Palm Beach, where Trump was spending President's Day golfing. Trump directs his attorney general to propose a bump stock ban. As I mentioned, President Trump on Tuesday said he wants to ban the so-called bump stocks, devices that can turn ordinary rifles into weapons that fire like machine guns. District will suspend kids who leave class to protest in Florida. Apparently, they decided not to do that. Students of a school massacre survivors, as we know, were out in force calling and crying for wider gun control, and in a way, who could blame them? But apparently, according to some witnesses, at least a CBS reporter and some of these school students were partying like rock stars. Shocking photos posted on Twitter and CBS News. And that'll be all of our time. Hopefully we used it effectively. Hopefully you got some value out of it. Look forward to talking to all you guys in the future. Hit me up at jackblood@hotmail.com. Thank you so much for having us today. Till then, I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun thing. Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. Thank you.
Pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.